The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning.
It's afternoon.
Oh, you suckered me right in on that one.
I lured Bill in.
Good afternoon.
Hey, you know what? If we change the show again, we could be good evening.
Good evening.
I would like that. That would be fun. Afternoon, like, loses a little bit of its punch.
I think you'd keep people awake at night.
So, you have tuned in to We the People Radio. And despite our chaotic beginning, you should stick around. It'll be fun. Bob, how's it been this morning?
Oh, it has been a busy morning. Everybody's been live, which is very good for the post-Christmas weekend.
Yeah. Oh, really? Does everybody go for the can show?
Well, we had several replays yesterday, which it's up to the individual host, but they they often like to take time off at the end of the year.
Boring
but,
for
yeah,
you,
everybody's
though.
Everybody's gone.
Everybody's been present and accounted for today.
Nice. Well, we air now all the time, Sundays from noon to 2, which is technically afternoon, but I guess I'm just going to continue to think it's morning. And Bill will continue to think, I guess, whatever I tell him it is.
No.
That's not good.
That's not good.
But
no,
you know what?
I won't say good morning ever again.
Today is the day we could potentially fix this. Oh, and by the way, join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Where it's morning somewhere.
Where it's more absolutely morning somewhere. And actually, there's a handy-dandy link on there where you can join the chat. We'll see if we can get some folks in the chat today. We had a little issue with that last week, but I think we're cured now. And whatever we're not cured of, we will be cured of by the end of the show, because we have Dr. Tom Andrews with us this morning, who is a psychiatrist.
Yeah, I'm not going to let him look me in the eye. I'm going to constantly look away.
Different from psychologist, because you're an MD.
That's correct.
I don't really know the difference between the two, and as I was telling you before the show, I read the list of all the things that he fixes, and it was really long. And a lot of them I didn't know what they were, which is probably good. Either that or those are the ones I have.
Well, and I hope with today's topic we can help people fix some of the problems they're having.
Exactly. Because most of the time, well, people make them. Okay, who makes them? The people themselves, or are they built in?
Oh, there's
I know
so
that's
many
like
factors.
the age old question, huh? What came first?
Yeah, that's right.
The mental illness or their family?
The chicken or the egg?
So Christmas is stressful for people.
Oh, you bet it is.
Yeah, and some people either really super love it or it's meltdown city.
Exactly, and we get those kind of cases in the ER usually around this time, and so we try and help. But now that Christmas has passed, we have to deal with New Year's.
That's probably even bigger, huh?
It really is, because people really look at their life and say, what have I accomplished for the year, or what problems are still with me for the year, and how can I change this? So it's a lot of angst sometimes.
Uh-huh. So what, I mean, if you had to, you know, obviously you don't treat the whole world, right? So we're guessing here on some of this.
Right.
But just in round numbers, you've been doing this for a long time. How many years?
30.
Yeah, okay. So you're qualified to shoot some guesswork here.
Yes.
So how many people do New Year's resolutions, do you think? Like, what percentage of the population is really kind of, you know?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, some studies say that maybe as much as 50% do.
Sure.
But how many times have you, you know, tried to, let's say, break a habit that you're trying to break?
Yeah.
So, you know, like Mark Twain said with smoking, it's easy to do. He says, I've done it thousands of times. So, you know, I mean, that kind of thing. So what we try and do is not necessarily do the resolutions, but look at the patients that we get in our office. But I think for the general population, general public, it's an opportunity here to see what kind of resolutions you do, what is popular to do, and how to succeed at it, and what ways to avoid the pitfalls in your resolution. So
that's a biggie.
Yeah.
Because, you know, absolutely, if you literally set yourself up to fail.
Right.
I would imagine people do that on a pretty regular basis.
Exactly.
The goal's just a little too high, or it's kind of unreachable, or it's really one they don't care about.
That's right. And, you know, like some of the studies, the 10 most popular things that people try and change are like spending more time with their family, fitness.
I bet that's big.
Weight control.
Yeah, I'm sure weight loss is right up
fighting the bulge, you know.
Yeah.
And quit smoking. Enjoying life more. Quit drinking or drinking too much. And then getting out of debt. That's becoming a big item for people. Yeah, it's a big one. And then learning something new. Helping others, and then finally getting your life organized.
Oh, wow. Yeah, those
are 10.
Getting your life organized, it's kind of a tall order.
But 50% of people that put the top of the list, if you're going to do Family Feud, you know, make reference to it, number one was spending more time with their family.
Really?
It just shows you the pace of what we're moving at in our society and the pressures.
And so they feel like they have to have a New Year's resolution to spend more time with their family?
Exactly.
And then how many people that make these resolutions succeed?
Again, we're totally guessing, but, you know.
Well, it's very difficult, and we'll, I think, a little later touch base on something like that. But, you know, for instance, in one study, they asked how many people, you know, tried to lose weight. 85% said they did. How many gained the weight back? 85% said they did. So,
95.
Well, and the thing is, they gained their weight back at 107%.
Right.
So they actually went past where they were dieting from.
So it's not really a boomerang. It's actually,
comes back. So those are some things that maybe we can look at how they're doing that as we talk to approach that.
All right. So where do you want to start? We've got what?
Well,
Bob's still choosing music, so we can keep talking.
Well, we're all good. Well, I think the first thing you do is not to look at the statistics, what everyone's trying to change in their lives, but what are your personal goals, number one? So,
sure.
So kind of brainstorm. What do you want to do to change a goal in your life? Is it stop smoking? Is it trying to spend more time with your family? Is it trying to get out of debt? Is it trying to self-improvement? Are you going to learn a new language this year? Are you going to, you know, go to school and advance yourself? Do you have these kind of goals for yourself? So that's very important. And then you have to break it down into smaller steps. How am I going to succeed at that? So that's another thing. And we call them SMART goals, but you want to be specific, you know, and then you want to be measurable. Can you measure it, or is it meaningful to you? You know,
will you know when you get there?
Sort of, and it's kind of a goal. Is it, how am I going to measure this? Okay, weight loss is easy because you can see the scale go down, or exercise. Maybe I can spend more minutes on the treadmill, or I can spend more minutes exercising. Those are easier ones to attain. And then is it an attainable goal? Finally.
Right. And do people, when it comes to a resolution, do people wait until, like, you know, 11:59 and then say, this is my New Year's resolution, or do they actually give it some thought?
Well, I mean, the ones that are more successful give it thought.
Yeah, before.
Yeah, like I said, you be specific, measurable, attainable, and you get a reward out of it. You make it relevant to you. And then finally, the T for it is it's time-oriented. So you're not saying it's never land. You set a goal.
You set a goal.
So that's the SMART acronym for those goals. So that is a start to setting the goals. But there was a study done by Shafir and Melanthan from Harvard, and they say that we get into vicious cycles of these goals, and that we tend to back ourselves into a corner with them, and we develop a maladaptive thing. Now, what they did is, I told you we get in that Family Feud situation. But in Family Feud, you know how you have to guess the numbers, and each team has so much time to do it. And they took a second away from a team for the time to do it. And so they actually had more clues, more effort, and more time in that speed. But then when they got to a bargaining situation where they said, well, look, we'll give you an extra second, 2 seconds, but we get back a second later on. The teams that did that did worse.
Oh.
Because you think, oh, the pressure would be less. No, the pressure got more as it went further.
Because they knew they might be wasting it now, and it would be taken away later.
Exactly. Mm. And so they connected that with some of the pressures we are in society when we borrow and do things under pressure. And that's what they were saying, that sometimes it's not the fact that you're having economic stress or you're in a situation where you'd be in a financial bind, but that you, under that stress and pressure, you make poor decisions because you feel pressured to make the decision in a more restricted way, time or funds. And that actually contributes more to the stress and the poor decision-making.
So these would be the people, like, for instance, who want to lose weight this year, but it has to be done by May because there's a wedding.
Right. That would be one way of putting that pressure on, that time pressure.
So you have a New Year's resolution, but it has sort of a drop-dead date, and it's a little bit out of reach.
That's right. You have to have some sort of plan in the process that measures the goal, let's say week one, week two. And we'll get into some of those reasons, how that can be beneficial to you if you do the right steps for that.
What about peer pressure? I mean, I know a lot of people come up with these resolutions as a group, you know, and that doesn't really seem like a good way to do it, because now it's not really your resolution at that point.
It depends how it's done. For instance, there was a study done out of, I believe Dr. Matthews did it out of Dominican University, that's right. And she said that if you can make a commitment, and then if you have someone you're accountable to.
Okay.
You know, in fact, some of the best stop smoking programs are the ones in which people go together, and then they have a partner. And when they feel like smoking, they call, and then partner calls
them. It's like AA for smoking.
Yeah, I guess it's a puff out. but they do what they have to do. But that's a very beneficial thing for them. Mm. And the idea of, and then they rank them. What's better, to do this, this, or this? Well, the number one thing is if you do all three, and especially if you add the accountability.
Right.
Being accountable is important. I mean, you just like you come to this program here, you got to be here on time. If you weren't accountable, you'd be late and
people,
you'd be pressured.
Go ahead and laugh out there. Go ahead, get it out of your system.
If you've got somebody like on your team to kind of support you.
Exactly.
Sometimes that's
right.
Is a good thing.
That's right. Even if he thinks it's the morning, right?
See, Bob's a total enabler because he just plays another commercial. We know we're saved.
Use it, Bob. Use it. I'm hitting a nerve.
Well, okay. All right. Well, he said we have to take a break. I have all these questions. Okay, I have a million questions brewing. And by the way, if people have questions out there or comments, you can put them through the chat, or you can call us if you'd like. Phone number is 530-605-4567, and join us online at wethepeopleradio.us. We'll be right back with Dr. Tom Andrews. We'll figure out how to win at New Year's resolutions.
Make it stop.
All right, let's get back to the Peter Pan advice.
And the scars in the face, though. I like that. That's my favorite.
You're joining We the People Radio. We're here with Dr. Tom Andrews. We're talking about New Year's resolutions and pressure. And we're giving Bob the amazing opportunity to find all the crazy songs. You know, we don't have a lot of psychiatrists on. People are, of course, thinking we should do that more often. But I was thinking about it on my way here. I thought, man, that is a treasure trove of music going on there.
I know. You didn't bring out Talking Heads. Thank you.
We have time. We have time.
Oh, we have lots of time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we were chatting in the break. The New Year thing goes, what, one of two ways, really?
Yes.
You got the folks that are headed toward the end of the new year going, wow, this was great, you know, another year, woohoo. And you got the other people that are going, I didn't do this and I didn't do that and I suck and ew.
Yeah. I wonder how many people actually.
I bet they're super fun at the Christmas party.
Yeah, but they see this new year coming up. They see that, you know, January 1st is here and start sweating it way before it gets here. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Here we are again.
It's not just on the business taxes either.
So
the folks that see the year always as kind of half empty and usually, I mean, it's just my guess, but my guess is the goals were too big. And really weren't things you could attain anyway, necessarily. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When people start talking about happiness, I mean, really?
It's a big word.
Yeah.
It's loaded, isn't
where do you, it? Where do you park that?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of that? You see a lot of that?
We do see some people who are unwilling to look at maybe smaller goals because they want the whole thing fixed immediately. And so if it's not fixed immediately or fixed even by the year's end, then they think that, well, I'm still stuck in this place. And it feels like we talked about it, when you're in a race, you feel like life's sort of a race. You go around and you're progressing in it. It's a marathon, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's, you do a lap and you think, oh, that's a quarter mile. I've accomplished this. I've accomplished a half mile, a mile. I've done that. But these people, many times, and it could be all of us, not just these people, us.
Sure.
We think we're going backwards or haven't. We're actually retracing old patterns and, you mm-hmm. know, especially trying to break old habits. And you feel like I'm going backwards, not forwards. I'm struggling. And, when you hear all the nice, quaint ideas such as, well, it's just the experience that you should have, but and that it's the sense of you are developing scars and mileage on you and that it's good for you. Well, it is to a point, and we do need, I think the key is you do need to set a resolution for the experience. It's very important to have that attempt to accomplish something and to succeed at the goal. We have many famous people in life that have tried goals, like mm-hmm. Lincoln lost most of his bids for public office until he broke up his personal relationship with his fiance, and then he became senator and then became president. Suddenly, boom, you know. And things can happen like that, but there are steps that happen.
Sure. And how much of it is sometimes just the way, I mean, I know that when we're young, we spend a lot of time in school wanting to be like someone else.
Correct.
Occasionally. You know, you wish you were taller, you were whatever, more athletic, smarter. And then I think we drag that. How much of that do we drag into adulthood?
Oh.
But instead we're measuring.
Right.
We just change the yardstick, I guess.
Exactly. And we feed some bad habits to that. You know, in fact, one of the studies call it a maladaptive decision making.
Well, I saw that on your list of things you fix. I didn't know what it meant, so I kept out of it.
Yeah. So, but it's kind of like this idea that, okay, you want to quit eating. Okay, you want to quit eating too much or eating the wrong foods. So you have that on your list, and then you're going to make a decision to put the pedal to the metal, and you're going to really do it this year. But then the problem is you've got this other foot you're driving with 2 feet that you want to put the brakes on that, because the big issue with most resolutions is you want to accomplish something, but then on the other side there's something that you're gaining by – in your head, you don't want to deny yourself of something.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
So if I'm going to get something, is it going to be as good as what I've been getting?
You got the angel and the devil on each shoulder.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You have to have the reward.
Yeah. You have to have the reward. Is the reward big enough for what I'm giving up?
Right.
Now, if it's one thing is if you're technically driven to make a decision, okay, so I'm going to learn certain skills, and I learn these skills, and I can fix my own car. I've learned to, you know, do certain skills, and I went mm-hmm. to classes at Shasta College, or I did something online, or I learned from a mechanic, but I can learn this, or I can lose weight. I know, oh, I didn't know that had that many calories. So then you go and you reduce the calories, and all of a sudden your weight comes off, and oh, not such a big deal. But not
I
always.
Hate those people.
I know.
Come on, let's say it together now. We all hate those people.
But I've always believed
but
in.
The technical skills aren't always what it does. It's,
exactly.
It's the internal adaptive skills. It's the stuff that you have inside you that you adapt to things. That is the thing that's more of, I guess I call it the attitudinal problems you have to adjust.
Oh, it does all start there?
It's the attitude.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
So what about stuff that you have that you just should make friends with?
Like you have
being
to be
late
fat
all the time?
No, you have to be fat to be jolly. I mean, I'm a true believer in that. Now I have to throw it away.
Well, how come they put the word almond joy?
Exactly.
You know, that's really not always fair to just.
It's
like
not.
That.
Well, it's like we saw Bill's doctor in Costco, and he told Bill he had to lose weight. You know, right? So
he said you had to take that box back.
Well, no, he told
him eyeballing
that,
me.
He told him that before, and we were like, okay, this is fun. It's too bad we're on our, you know, he was kind of on his way out. We were going to run to the bakery section and put a whole bunch of stuff in the cart, you know, and then just drive by him real nonchalant.
Well, see how popular you are with your family. You want to spend time with your family, and you tell them, well, maybe you should control things in their diet. They don't want to spend time with
you.
No, that's right.
And I've experienced that, so I must say I have to reform that maybe.
But, you know, some of the stuff, we're not all going to be the same.
Yes.
We're just, at the end of the day, we're just not all going to be the same.
No.
And, you know, so there are certain people on our Christmas card list that are not going to fun up, which is really unfortunate because that's one thing I really want to fix, people with no sense of humor.
Yes, that could bring up a story I could tell.
I know, me too. I was thinking the same thing. Hurry, take a break.
We don't know who's listening.
I can tell a quick story.
Oh, good. You can tell your story.
Friends,
that's awesome.
Some friends sent a Christmas card to my 90-year-old mother, and they put cotton balls in it, a Christmas card with cotton balls, and it said, you know, some little cute phrase and says, snowman's poop. And my mother's eyes was very, very bright. And her big blue eyes said, someone sent me snowman's poop.
Hey, that is pretty funny.
Was, right over the head.
It didn't, you know.
It just didn't happen.
That age and decade in life just, you know.
Yeah.
That's not the greatest generation's idea of a fun Christmas card.
That's a classic. Huh. I was thinking of somebody I should send that to. They wouldn't get it either, and they're not even old. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what's if somebody was going to start, like, I don't know if I've ever really made a New Year's resolution. Like, a lot of people make a New Year's resolution that they're going to blow on New Year's Day. You know, like they're not going to eat candy or something like that, or, you know, and they don't even make it out.
Well, the whole weight thing at New Year's is so ridiculous because, I mean,
right. You're
constantly going to parties and there's always special food being made.
Oh, yeah. And football games.
You know, the chips, the dip. Yeah. I mean, how do you
it's
make
like
that right
New Year's all the way to the Super Bowl or something. Yeah. At least that's the way some people feel.
Hey, somebody on the chat room wants to know, says they wish they made more money and what do they have to do to get it?
Well, we want the legal means, but anyway. I guess the key is spending less. isn't that way you have more money? I mean, really. I mean, one lady actually cut back her Pandora music to the basic program and saved $48 a year. You know, it's something. And
made Bill go to the one with the advertisements. It's free.
Yeah, exactly. So you can save some money that way.
Oh, interesting.
So there's little things you can do, coupon cutting out, you know, things like that. But bigger money, well, education. Maybe there's something you need to do to train that would help you get a better paying job. And so going to school, though you spend money, but ultimately to make some more money, that, you know, it's deferred again,
mm-hmm.
that part of idea of deferred gratification.
And what about the idea of making it last longer than the year?
Yeah. I mean, if you do it through, I mean, you still have goals that are one-year goals, 5-year goals, 10-year goals, you can map them out. And I think it's important that everyone do that. And, you know, I've even come to a conclusion, you know, my young 60-plus years, I'm going, well, you know, what am I looking at for the future, too? And am I making some plans and goals? So, you know, that's important to do.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't want to look that far ahead. You know, it's, that really kind of gets scary when you start thinking, well, I got to retire someday. How do I get that whole thing back on track and it gets back to change?
Yeah.
You know, change is huge
for
people.
It's huge. Changing habits, changing spending patterns. You got to fund your retirement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't that require some delayed gratification? Certainly
sure,
does.
Sure. And when you talk about, you know, making more money, and more education, maybe a better job. Change. I mean, wow, get a different job. How scary is that? I have to go work somewhere else or maybe move.
Yeah.
Or
just
you get brain locked.
Yeah.
It's I can't do that.
Absolutely. It seems overwhelming. Well, that's why it's important to make some of these brainstorming decisions, obviously, with support networks, people you know,
right,
and say, what does this sound like to you? Does this make sense? And so, you know, and you certainly want someone who's a positive person, not someone who's competitive with you or someone who's negative to you. But you're picking the right people, mm-hmm. not necessarily yes people, but people you know who'd give you an honest mm-hmm. appraisal of, is this a realistic goal? Am I making realistic time decision in this goal? Those are the things, you know. Again, the SMART acronym,
right?
You know, am I being specific enough? Am I being mindful enough about this? Am I making attainable goals? And are they respectable goals? Are they time?
And sensitive? If you already botched it the last couple of years, you should probably just pick something new.
Well,
I mean, I'm just
thinking for us recidivists, you know. Well. Maybe that's not your thing. Pick something where you can win. I mean, if you kind of stink at this,
or pick someone who has some expertise with it, who's done it,
right?
Why not pick someone who's done it before you?
Well, that's something they always tell you
that's
to do is talk to somebody who's successful in that particular field and work with them and talk to them about how they achieved it and what they see you having to do to make the changes to get to your goal. I mean,
that's right.
It's who you hang around with.
That's right.
Yeah, but that's the thing where you do well, they don't do well, and then you got a whole different problem.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to keep loading up the cart and driving by your doctor.
I see. Another trip to Costco.
Another trip to Costco. I'm going to stalk that guy. Just wanted to see if he'd say something. Be like, what the heck? It's your wife. Get rid of her. She's the problem. So, okay, quick break. Thank our advertisers. Hey, and if you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, go to wethepeopleradio.us. I think I put it on every page. You can do that easily, monthly. What a good New Year's resolution. Sponsor We the People Radio.
Sponsor We the People.
Yes! A great plan.
We need to talk to more people about that.
Oh, yeah. Here's a good one. We'll be back with more from Dr. Tom Andrews
crazy.
Here on KCNR 1460.
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling so blue.
Talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. Then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good. People are crazy.
Okay, so when you put crazy in your music program, how many songs come up?
Oh.
Like a million?
Probably hundreds.
All of them.
A lot of songs about being crazy. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, and for good reason,
we
huh?
We could do 6 hours.
6 hours of crazy music. So we're here with Dr. Tom Andrews. We're talking about... he's a psychiatrist, so we can talk about whatever we want. We just have to be careful that we don't give up too much information or, you know, we'll wind up on the couch. Do you really have couches?
What are you really saying?
We do.
There are couches?
Yes, there are.
Really?
Yeah.
Do people really lay on them when you talk to them?
Not any longer.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what I wondered.
In the old days.
Just in the old days. Visit.
Are they just in the waiting room now? Yeah, little things we need to know.
Maybe the little people will lay on them.
Yeah. So you said there were three things that would help people be successful in the New Year's resolution.
That's what came out of the study that they did.
I don't want to miss that.
Yes, Dominican University by Dr. Gail Matthews. She had five groups, ones that just deeply looked at their goals and had looked at the resources they could accomplish it. Then there was those that wrote them down and did step one that I mentioned. And then those that... got an action commitment to do it and wrote down their goals, and then those that did all of the above and shared them with a friend, and then finally those who did all of the above and went to a weekly progress report.
Oh.
In fact, they have some items, I guess, on the internet that you can get that will keep track of your goals for you, and you can actually then email them or send them to a friend. And not surprisingly, but 76% of the participants in Group 5 completed their goals.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you write them down.
Writing them down is a biggie.
It's huge.
Yeah, that's a biggie.
Action plan. You make an action plan. And then you have a commitment to sharing it and being accountable with someone else. That's now, the big three.
Now, is it better to, when you look at your action plan, is it better to be a little bit like, should you strive higher, or should you shoot for stuff you know you can make?
Oh, no, you do. I mean, you know, I can just imagine if your contractor built stairs at your house and said, you guys for small goals are going to have these tiny little 3-inch steps, you'd hate it. And then if someone had put, 2-foot steps, you'd hate that. So it has to be a step pattern that's going to be just right for you that works for you.
Gets back to the whole achievable thing.
That's right. Yeah. It has to be reasonable for you. I mean, if you're 500 pounds and you're expecting to swim 50 laps the first time, that's going to be bad. If you swim, if you get your tennis shoes on and get in the pool and walk it a lap or a length with the support of the water and all, you could do it.
Sure.
So don't, and then gradually build up to where you're dog paddling or doing different things or on your back.
But that's the kind of goal. Just the getting started part,
right.
You know, just putting the shoes on and,
exactly.
and walking out the door for that first walk. That, I mean, that a lot of times is just, probably the most important thing is just get started on it.
Exactly.
And then
yeah.
proceed from there. But so many people get locked up before they can even get started.
Right. And they need encouragement. They need then to have some friends behind them that won't badger them, that maybe the family member would or spouse would. But but if they had a friend that they would call and say, hey, let's go for a walk or let's just, and don't stick your foot out the door and say it's too cold, well, then put on extra wraps or clothing. And the key is to develop a pattern. If you do something successfully, a habit, if you do 21 days straight of something, of a habit formation, it will reinforce itself and will start to make changes in your neural patterns. The hippocampus is a very important part of the brain for memory, and it lays down these enzymes, protein enzymes that go to the forebrain, which is where then your memories are laid. And that is very important for developing habits.
So it's on autopilot then.
So it's on more on autopilot. So 21 days.
Do the same thing for 21 days and it locks it in.
It locks it into a more positive self-start mode.
Right.
But if it's 21 days of, not positive self-talk and negativity, well, it can lock you into discouragement too. So you can't be in that negative mode. You have to develop a positive mode towards this. This goal is really going to be something I embrace. And if you say I choose to do it, not Aaron's making me do it or Bill's making me do it, but I choose
that
to do it.
Doctor.
That's it. Very important.
And if you blow it?
If you blow it,
you got to keep going. Reset.
Well, reset and make the goal more realistic then. Make the step. Okay, maybe the steps. I didn't realize this, but the steps to my house, I made 2 feet that day. I should make it 1 foot or 10 inches or whatever the standard rate is for contractors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which we don't know. But now we're into a department we're not qualified for. Well, tell me this: when do you see? Are you like? Is it like gyms? I mean, I know. Gyms see a huge influx at the first of the year.
Absolutely, they do. And people are determined. And then they get discouraged. The rains come, and, I don't want to go out today. It's rainy. It's bad. The winds
are
blowing.
Or it's sunny.
Or it's even sunny and cold. Or
I could just do this at home.
I can do this
good.
At home. Or I missed it. Or I got a bad phone call from a friend, and I just don't feel like it. Or I got to pay this bill today. This really gets me down. I really shouldn't pay for the gym membership. No, you probably the best thing for you is the gym membership, and it will give you the energy. Maybe you need to taper off maybe the TV, cable, or whatever that you have.
Okay, so let's talk about the stress, because stress is a great way to blow out a positive new habit.
Right.
You lay a whole bunch of stress on there, and that actually makes it a little harder. So, Bill's down. Oh, he's back. Bill's down. Something went down the wrong pipe. What kind of a doctor are you?
Well, in moments of crisis, I can be whatever you want.
That's awesome. Okay, so I was thinking. Okay, we got Bill going through.
Do I need to go there?
We're going to become fully involved. Oh, my gosh. No more drinking. No more drinking and talking. Drinking and talking is bad. I was thinking of all these different things, like with especially the politics that we have happening, and now we've switched over the Senate. So there are a lot of people that are expecting. I mean, again, even though it doesn't make sense, they're expecting a miraculous turnaround, right?
They're expecting the government to change its habits.
Yeah, it's all going to be different now.
A New Year's resolution
for
our
government. That's not an achievable goal.
Yeah, see, we can't make goals for them necessarily, although we can hold them accountable to the goals that we expect them to have. And we can write to them, we can call them, we can say, you know, what we have to do. We can develop political action groups. We can do some certain things to make an influence on our governments to decrease some of the things that they're in excess of.
Sure. Well, for the folks that are kind of, you know, they wind up a little bit, well, let's say, for instance, they would call their local elected office and just, you know, scream at them. Maybe they need to back up a little bit.
There's a New Year's resolution for them not to scream, but to actually come up with a plan or an idea that they think is positive, send it over, describe why they think it's positive, maybe have their elected official be able to hear them instead of them react and emote. But I'm sure, you know, they have a different idea probably of what they think the government should be doing for them versus what the government is able to do for them. And that is another issue. Are they really, you know, able to see that?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's part of what the government's in error, because we are all things to all people, and in fact, we really are not to be.
We weren't supposed to be that.
We weren't supposed to be that.
That's true. We set up an unrealistic
expectation. Uh-huh. And people will be disappointed and mad and angry and take it out on you.
How much do you hear about that kind of thing in your practice?
Well, the fact of my practice is next door to Doug Lamalfa's office. I've seen demonstrations, so I guess we've actually seen some things.
The garbage can lid banging people.
Yes, yes, yes.
It is always kind of funny, though, on those days. I'm like, is it for us or you? Which way will they turn, right or left? It is kind of interesting, though, how much that affects people. So you've been doing this for 30 years.
Yes.
Is the political, effect on people higher than it's been in the past? Because I don't know if I just watch more now.
Well, I think certainly life has become more complicated. And the times we live in, there's more people. There's more dangerousness out there. There's more laws that have produced, unfortunately, changes in our city that have affected us. And as a result of that, people are feeling more anxious and not as safe. And we need to create an environment that creates safety for people. I mean, the things you're seeing across the country and the protests that you see in Ferguson and Berkeley and New York and other areas epitomize the idea of groups of people not feeling safe, or at least told they're not safe.
Right.
And then actions that may indicate that.
It creates a perception. Exactly. It creates a perception of the danger.
Right. And we need to create an environment in which people feel that the government is there to protect and not put them at risk. And that's very important. And how we can do that depends on how we educate the community and how we as leaders show support for those institutions that make us safe.
Right.
And then
the ones that are doing a good job.
Doing a good job. So
what I hear you saying is we're overprotected.
Well, we are somewhat overprotected, overcontrolled, I suspect.
I think we're kind of over-manipulated, actually.
Yeah. And that happens many times in environments where there's more problems and you're trying to put out fires instead of necessarily solving the problem. And you do that when you are, like we talked about in here, in decision making, you feel like you're under a time pressure. And the government feels this time pressure maybe in making some decisions. It's better to make a thoughtful decision that includes all parties that are feeling in their own eyes mismanaged or mistreated.
Sure.
And so I think it's important to have that dialogue and to have that kind of conversation, because, you know, for years there have been things that have happened in the past in the Deep South that have been terrible, you know, to minorities and even in the North. So we need to create an environment of safety and protection. And at the same time, we need to give respect to our
sure.
There has to be a little bit of. There has to be a.
Well, we have to be kind of factual about it,
right,
too. You know,
right.
A lot of this is taken very much out of context.
Right.
And
right.
Then they, you know, it gets blown up and blown up
right.
and blown up. And pretty soon, that's the problem.
Right.
Which is kind of another issue. Do you ever tell people to just turn their TV off? Is that part of their
Well, you know, it's a real good idea to, as the year approaches, you know, I think it's important. I mean, like that last song,
step away
and have a spiritual kind of thing. I mean, Proverbs 1:7 says the beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So you kind of, that's an important thing. If we would solve our problems with the idea, and fear doesn't mean terror, it means respect, understand that. And it says, is the beginning of wisdom. The word beginning in Hebrew or Aramaic is Rashit, which is the same word they used that in the beginning God created heaven and earth. Mm. So if we understand God's direction and creatorship in our own lives, give him authority over that, we will then make better decisions because we do it in context of what is his will for me, you know, and, you know, are there open doors, are there closed doors in my life? Are there people who influence me in a good way or don't? And what principles that are similar to the principles of how to treat my fellow man, you know, mm-hmm. with love and how to treat God with respect? Those are the things that will help us, I think, make better decisions for the year.
And kind of stay on track.
Yeah, yeah. And I think what you said about people being influential in your life, I think you have to really step back and look at what they're telling you. Is that really something that's good for me? And over a period of time, has that really come to pass? What they're saying, is it good? Is it bad? Is it true? Is it false? And kind of every once in a while, take a measurement of
right
of what they're telling you, and maybe you need to get advice from somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely. Advice from someone else. And, you know, we have to have a measure in our lives. What do we measure? Is anything goes in life? And so you can do any decision you want, any short-term goal. I mean, how many more mistakes can I afford to make of this kind that could cost me in the long run?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think of the movie, you know, I didn't see the movie, the book we saw special on Unbroken. And, you know, looking at the life of Zeffirelli, the Olympian who was captured by the Japanese and then succeeded. But his change of life happened after he saw Billy Graham, Evangelistic Crusade, and he realized mm-hmm. what was holding him back in his life was his hatred towards his enemies. And as he saw that, all of a sudden he saw the love of God. And so sometimes he also said that he ran out of the tent meeting at first. And he said, I'm never going back there again. And that's that immune response I talked
right,
about.
Right, right.
That immune response in our body that sees something as an enemy, but it really isn't an enemy. In the study
that's
that they
had. That's your first reaction.
It's your first reaction to have this overwhelming immune. Oh, I can't have.
Your non-acceptance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like he did, he went back in and he realized that God had been talking to him all through his life. And even in the raft when he was, you know, he pulled him out of the plane wreck, and he didn't know how he called on God to save him, and there he was on the top of the surface. Next moment, he knew.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of thing is key for every person's life. I mean, I'm sure there's been train wreck experiences all of our lives that we've seen that God has pulled us out of. And if we could just look at that and say, maybe he's got a different plan for me than I think he has, and maybe I need to listen instead of doing it my way. Maybe I need to do it his way. And that would be a very huge thing.
I think back in the day we used to call that get a clue. It's a clue. All right, I'm supposed to be getting a clue over here. I guess that's what made me think of that. Bob's giving me the high sign. Thank our advertisers. You're listening to We the People Radio. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. Phone number's not important now because you won't have time to call in.
You never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely night that shines from you. Behind that mask to you. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. Thinking of the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Huey Lewis in the New Year's resolution.
Love it.
Good one, Bob.
I'm so square. I'm a circle.
Nice. Okay, so in our last couple of minutes, if you had to give him a hot tip for the year.
Well,
no pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure. This is going to make it or break it for everybody for the new year.
Spend some quiet time every morning to prepare your day ahead.
Mm.
Use a spiritual mindfulness moment. Exercise. Find someone you can be accountable for if you're having a food issue or a habit issue, such as drinking or cigarettes or any drugs. And in the process of that, allow yourself to be open to the leadings of a bigger spirit than yourself. That gives you hope and peace and joy in your life. And if you write it down, your goal, you make a commitment, and then you be accountable to a friend, family member, or God himself, good thing to do.
Nice. And step away from things that make you stressed.
That's a good plan.
And people who make you stress. Sometimes that's a toughie, though. People give other people a ton of power in their life. You know, that's it's true. The coworker, whatever.
Yes, yes.
That's always a trick, though, is identify which ones are good and which ones are bad. Ones are bad for you.
Well, like Zamperini found out when he went back to Japan and forgave all those people that tortured him in the prison camp.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big, huge load off his shoulders. So there's some people that maybe torture you day to day, and you have to kind of take in mind of how can I
got
to
get over it,
get over that, and let go, and even in fact help them.
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, I do think that this is that time of year where we either take stock and we're not happy, or we take stock and we're going to do a better job. But at the end of the day, the time marches on.
That's right. So and, 21 days between. New Year's and the next Super Bowl game or whatever.
Yeah.
Get that habit ingrained so you take care of yourself and you do the right
thing.
And
if you blow it,
you got still
you
chance.
Start over.
You got another chance. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's
you always
the experience.
Have another chance. Yeah.
It's the experience. You need to learn from that.
Yeah, so we want people to come on the chat room next week. Let us know how that first week went for you. Yeah. Oh man.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on.
You're
welcome. I mean, it's great advice.
Now you get to go on vacation with your family.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay.
Warm
vacation
waters.
Is good.
It's a good, healthy thing.
Nice.
Time with the family, my first goal.
Time with the family.
I promise we won't call.
Well, you're the only one that's doing that.
We'll spread the word.
Everyone else is going to call. Right on. Dr. Tom Andrews, thanks a lot for ringing in the new year with us.
Blessings.
Bob, it's been fabulous.
It's Casey and I, Shasta Redding.